Baldry recording with Hutton Cobb and his office at Wachovia Bank on Red Banks Road in Greenville, North Carolina. And it is November the 27th? 28th, 2003. And first, can you just tell them a little bit about yourself, your background?
Yes, I'm 35. I have a wife and three kids. I'm a financial advisor with a bank. And I went to East Carolina. Go ECU. Go Pirates. And I love to hunt and fish and all that.
Right. And you grew up in Lakewood Pines?
Grew up in Lakewood Pines.
And how was it to grow up there?
It was a blast.
What made it fun?
The woods, the trestle, the friends.
And when you were growing up, what kind of neighborhood was it like in terms of at school? Were you like, I wish I was there, or were you happy?
Was it the kind of neighborhood that all my friends lived in?
Right.
No.
Why?
It was more professors, different types of folks, folks that weren't in the blue blood, top of Greenville crowd. So no, it wasn't the vogue neighborhood to be in.
Did you have a lot of friends in the neighborhood then?
I had a lot of friends in the neighborhood.
There were a lot of kids there?
Yeah, there was probably 15 kids there at the time, my age.
Same age.
Mm-hmm.
You all went to school together?
We all went to school together.
And you live in Lakewood Pines now?
I bought the house that I grew up in.
And what made you want to buy that house?
Honestly, we looked and looked everywhere in Greenville for a house that size. And we wanted a certain type of atmosphere, woods and trees and quiet and convenient. And all the other neighborhoods we were looking at were in a cornfield with no trees and kind of a cookie cutter type of setting. And my mom was not married and thought the house was too big for her. And it was just right for us, so we made a deal.
And what, are there a lot of children now? Like, does it, what about it makes it a good neighborhood to live in now as an adult?
It's the same. The difference is it's mostly older folks and there's not a lot of kids in the neighborhood now. So that's the downside now. There's a lot, some newer couples moving in now. But it's a real, it's a different mixture. It's more older people, more retired folks than there used to be. And like I said, there's very few children. There's no children my kids' age in the neighborhood at all.
How old are your kids?
They're 8, 6, and 4.
So no young kids?
I don't have any, no. That's right. They have, there's babies, and then there's older kids, and that's, we're in the middle. But it's still a great neighborhood. It's still beautiful and quiet, and lots of trees, and still have the woods and the trestle and everything, so it's still good.
Has it changed much since you were younger, like physically?
Oh yeah. We used to be able to play in the woods back across the Greenville Run. And used to be able to run in the woods and it wasn't overgrown and you could run off through the woods and play and it was great. But now you can't even really go back there because it's too marshy, too wet, too overgrown. I mean, you can't do anything that you used to can do.
And what caused it to be?
I don't know. But we played all over the woods. I mean, there was no, it wasn't moist, it wasn't wet, it wasn't soft, it wasn't overgrown. And you can, like I said, you can't even go back there anymore like you used to.
And when you were growing up, the shopping center, the Kroger, none of that was there?
It was a plant. There was a plant there. Right, evergreen. I mean, ever ready. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Union Carbide.
So, how long do you see yourself living in the neighborhood?
Well, now that you asked, we always wanted to not be in the neighborhood forever. I mean, we wanted to be there. It's a great place to be, but we wanted to live out in the country. So, probably in the next year or two, we'll be moving somewhere else.
You just want more land?
Yeah, we want land. We want what I used to have, and that's places to play and that kind of thing.
And you are involved with the neighborhood association?
Yes. I'm on the association. I think they've got a good thing going and they've actually got their act together.
And what do you see as their primary goal?
Well, their primary goal is to prevent, right now, to prevent that those apartments going up in the adjacent land. But I think the ultimate primary goal is to change the way Greenville builds and allows building.
How is that?
They want Greenville to be more intelligent about the way they allow buildings to go up and allow apartments to go up wherever. They want to control the environment a lot better than they're doing now. Right now, I think Greenville just allows anybody to build wherever they want to. If the zoning seems right, it might not jive with the area. I think a lot of times money comes before smart growth in that area.
So they're going to be going after not only that particular development, but zoning laws in general.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's smart. I mean, I think Greenville needs to look at that anyway, because I think that brings better things down the road. If I'm a corporation, I like the idea that there is a more fluid environment than there is now. I mean, we're too, actually, they allow too many things to go on that probably shouldn't be that way in Greenville.
So I'm going to go back to when you moved out, where you grew up until you graduated high school in the neighborhood?
Right.
And then where did you move then?
Oh, shoot. I mean, I lived in apartments all around Greenville.
Did you stay in Greenville?
I had condos in Greenville, yeah. I tried to leave Greenville. I couldn't leave Greenville. I had to come back.
Where did you go?
Went to Raleigh. Tried to make my way in Raleigh, and I just kept getting pulled back to Greenville. So, you know, it's all right. But I came back, and when I came back, I got married, and all that stuff started to change.
And where were you and your wife living when you first got married?
We lived in an apartment, a two-room apartment in Greenville. And then we lived in a condo in Greenville. Then we lived in another house in Aiden, and we moved back to this house. We moved like 7 times in like 5 years.
Nice. What would you describe as an ideal neighborhood?
I think ours is fairly ideal because it is right in the middle of Greenville. It's beautiful. I mean, they didn't sacrifice the surroundings to build a neighborhood. I mean, the houses are nice. It's, like I said, it's quiet. Something like our neighborhood, or Brook Green, which is a similar neighborhood across town, Lindale type setting, where it's, again, it's not in the middle of a cornfield. I mean, there's some atmosphere to go along with the neighborhood.
And is there a lot of interaction in the neighborhood amongst the neighbors?
There is now. There used to not be. It used to be the kind of neighborhood that everybody kept for themselves, and that was what was appealing to it for some folks. But because of the association and because of the kind of the objective, it's brought the neighborhood more together. And there's a lot more communication amongst one another, a lot more hanging out and getting to know one another. And it's changed a lot in the last 12 months.
And they do that, they have specific times for meetings, or?
Yeah, they set meetings frequently, probably once or a couple times a month. They have meetings. And it's not the whole neighborhood, but then they try to do things with the entire neighborhood as often as they can, maybe a couple times a year.
And what kind of things do they do?
Like social type things, like parties, like we have a Christmas party.
Is that at the same person's house? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Whose house do they have it at?
Beth Ward, who is on the county commission. She's the head of the county commission. And they've been in the neighborhood the whole time, you know.
And will a lot of the people that you grew up with, will they come back for the parties?
Because some of their parents still live in the neighborhood. So, yeah, they'll come back from, most of the guys that I grew up with moved out of town. And, they'll come back.
And if I was to move into the neighborhood, how would the people in the neighborhood get get to know me and let me know how things went
in today's world.
Right.
Or the way today's world, they would greet you. They would all, you know, they would know who you were, and they would all come to your house and
individually.
Individual. I mean, you know, they make it a point now to come and see if you need anything, talk to you about what's going on, see if they can get you involved, recruit you, so to speak, in terms of, you know, they need people to help because we can't outdo it ourselves, and probably get offered some supper and some coming over and having some supper and that kind of thing, grilling or whatever. But yeah, it's a lot better than it used to be about that kind of thing.
Are there certain unsaid rules of the neighborhood that everybody goes by?
But I broke all of them, so. For instance, don't cut down a tree, and I did a lot of that. I still have 100 trees, but I cut down a bunch to make a yard. They did not like that at all.
And how did they let you know that they didn't like that?
They just let you know. It doesn't necessarily come out in their mouth, but they absolutely are disgusted with that idea. You know, this is a natural neighborhood, and the people that live there mostly move there because they like the natural environment. But I hadn't have a yard, so, you know. But it's not said, it's just kind of assumed, you know.
And, sorry, I got sidetracked. I think that's good. I did have something else, but I forgot what it was. I'm going to get you to sign a consent form, is that okay?
Sure.
All right, great. It's going to go in the archives at the university once it's all done.